shall overcome. We shall overcome.
Hundreds of faculty and students at the University of Connecticut showed solidarity with victims of oppression and commitment to diversity during a candlelight vigil outside of the student union Wednesday evening. Numerous faculty organized the Candlelight Vigil for Memory and Justice in response to the Unite the Right White Nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia on August 11th. Professors and undergraduates took the podium and voiced concerns about waves of hatred spreading through the United States, but they emphasized love, tolerance, and acceptance as the best counter-strategies.
And I hope that this message goes forth to wherever these Nazis, these white supremacists, these racists, these bigots are. We will replace you.
That was Joshua Goodman, a student leader at UConn Hillel, who says Nazism has no place in society.
Make no mistake, those Nazi flags are powerful symbols of hate. No nice person, no fine human being carries a flag that espouses hate.
White supremacists, white nationalists, neo-Confederates, neo-Nazis, and various militias had organized Charlottesville protests to oppose the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from Emancipation Park. The city council had also renamed it from Lee Park 2 months earlier. Some of the marchers chanted racist and anti-Semitic slurs, carried semi-automatic rifles, swastikas, Confederate battle flags, anti-Muslim and anti-Semitic banners, and Trump-Pence signs. Clashes broke out between protesters and counter-protesters, leaving 14 injured, and a 20-year-old Ohio native, James Alex Fields Jr., drove his car through a crowd of counter-protesters, leaving one dead and 19 injured. Puerto Rican Latin American Cultural Center director Fani Hannon says she is deeply disturbed by the aftermath of the Charlottesville rally.
I don't want to say I'm in denial, but I refuse to live in a nation that we are embracing hate. And it makes me very scared to know that we can go back, going backwards instead of going forward.
Fifth semester student Lucas Bladen says he was not impressed by President Donald Trump's reaction to the violence in Charlottesville.
I thought that the Trump administration had a very weak response to what happened in Charlottesville. It was, and by the time that the president corrected his first statement, in my mind, it was too little too late, more or less. And you have to call evil by its name.
Professor Glenn Matoma says the turmoil in Virginia made university faculty worry about the start of the semester and that they arranged this vigil as a reassurance of safety for all people coming back to campus.
It's our effort to show UConn is a united community, standing up for diversity, standing up for civility, standing up for democracy, and standing up for justice.
Assistant Professor Joseph Cooper also mentions the importance of uniting through common values.
It is important for all of us to be reflective and steadfast in our commitment to sharing positive energy and supporting and uplifting one another.
While unison was a recurring theme throughout the evening, some speakers also talked about divisions that they believe exist on UConn's campus. Cesar Valentin, co-coordinator of the Latinx Student Leadership Council, describes what he says is a negative side effect of UConn's growing diversity.
At UConn, I've seen one very clear negative impact. I see four separate UConn communities: white UConn, black UConn, Asian UConn, and Latinx UConn. Though not everyone may see it or admit, the divide exists, and it has for a while now. The university as a whole, students, faculty, and staff need to do more to bring these communities together. Having cultural centers alone is not enough.
Matoma also says he recognizes a divide within the school community.
I think there's a lot of work to be done. We want to project a sense of solidarity and togetherness, but we know that there are divisions on our campus like there are divisions in our country.
Third semester student Sean says he thinks the vigil should serve as a call to action for Americans to speak out against hate groups.
This goes beyond UConn, this goes beyond Connecticut, this goes for the entire country, because this is a very, quite frankly, terrifying moment that happened in Charlottesville, and we all need to stand together. We can't just say stand together and expect something to happen. We need to make a movement, and we need to make it speak louder than the white supremacists did on that day.
Associate Vice President Eleanor Daugherty says higher education is critical to students' development and tells those who attended the event to remember it fondly.
Higher education is a home, is a haven for intellectual discourse, because we know that growth and knowledge are attained only when we expose ourselves to new ideas, demonstrate open-mindedness, and expand beyond our previous understandings of the world. Look around you. Remember these faces. Remember this campus. Remember the love that brings us here, and live in that spirit. We are and will always be one UConn.
For WHUS News, I'm Darden Livesay.